Hello, this is Alan O'Donoghue. This is the Teach Computing podcast that goes out every Friday. Today I'm in Hull at Andrew Marvell School, and we're running a Raspberry Pi Day where we've got about 50 children and teachers from different schools, and we've just been doing some Raspberry Pi inventions. So I'm going to go around and talk to some people to find out what they've invented.
So if there's moisture in the tray, yeah, what will happen?
It's alive, moisture.
No. What will happen? What will the output be?
The output is.
What's that say? Does that say lighting or lightning effects?
Lightning effects.
Yeah.
So lightning. So if there's moisture in the tree, then lightning.
So I'm going to come up to some people. So what's your name?
Ethan,
and what have you invented?
A hat that detects movement and causes explosions.
So, what explodes on the person who's wearing it? That could be pretty mad, couldn't it?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Emily.
And what have you invented?
A netball with movement and radius. So when you bounce the netball and it reaches a certain height, it pulls the radius.
Ah, so it could be like something to encourage teams. Would it be to encourage them, or would it be like warn them off? Because is the ball allowed to bounce over a certain height in netball, or
I don't know.
Is it allowed to bounce over a certain height, the netball? You don't know. Okay, let's try somebody else. Hello, what's your name?
Charlotte,
what have you invented?
A duck where it detects motion and position of people.
Is it like a real duck, or is it like a duck you'd put in a bath?
It's like a duck you put in a bath.
Right, like a rubber duck, yeah? Okay, thank you. Hello, so what are your names?
Katie, I'm Holly.
And what are you doing at the moment?
Putting the computer together.
Have you used one of these computers before?
No.
No? Okay. So what's it called? You remember what it's called?
Raspberry Pi.
Yeah. Do you know how much it costs?
£25.
Okay.
£20 to £25.
And you've got a list of all the stuff that you're going to need. Can you remember what things you need to get it working?
Raspberry Pi.
No.
Power cables, keyboard, mouse.
I've got all operators.
Computer, power cable, video.
Brilliant.
Cable,
okay. Super. Right. We're going to see how this comes together. Okay. Hi, can I ask what your name is?
James.
And what are you doing at the moment?
Setting up the pie.
And why are you setting it up?
Because we're going to be using
it. Okay, thank you.
But it's not even on the car.
Can I ask what your names are? Who are you?
Holly and Lydia.
So you're Holly and you're Lydia?
Yeah, I'm Lydia. No.
You're Lydia and you? She's Holly?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you trying to do with the marble racing game?
I don't know what she's done.
I'm trying to make a car.
Who's driving and who's navigating?
Well, we just switched.
Ah, okay. So who's driving now and who's navigating?
I am.
You're driving. So you don't get to complain. You just do what you're told. Are you navigating?
Oh, no. But I was telling her what to do, but she wasn't listening to me.
Ooh. Well, what you need to do now is you need to model what a good driver would do. So when it's Holly's turn to be the driver, she'll follow your example.
Yeah. See?
What are you trying to do with the marble racing game?
Why don't you just do one smiley face and add features to it like that?
And she had different ideas.
Yeah. She wanted to stick with
but,
that.
So but you're the driver now. You're going to have to do...
We could make it in where it's like smiley face. So we could both do what we put it together.
So you could do both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're the navigator now, so you get to decide. Yeah, annoying. Do you not have a spy in your group? I thought you had a spy.
He just went
to... Oh. So have you been the driver or a navigator?
No, I have not done any of those things.
Well, you need to. Otherwise, you're not going to... And it might also solve this problem that we're going to have.
Okay. Yeah?
So who's driving and who's navigating?
Driving navigator.
Okay. Because I don't hear much talking going on at the moment. Is she not being a very good navigator? She's supposed to be telling you what to do. So what is it? I can't really see.
I don't know.
It's a track.
Oh, it's just a different track. It's like a very pale grey track on a blue background. Pink. Okay. Must be my eyesight. So why have you got a different track? You just don't like the first one?
We're just experimenting.
Okay. Have you tried changing the marble or the bowl? No?
No, not yet.
Okay. So, ask the question again. Go on.
What's spying, Alan?
Okay, so we've got three people sat here and one Raspberry Pi. So, there's a boy in front of me. What's your name?
George.
And George has got his hand on the mouse, so he's driving.
Yep.
So, who's the navigator? What's your name?
Harvey.
So, George should do... See the way George keeps clicking on things? He shouldn't be doing anything unless Harvey tells him. Exactly. And in 4 minutes, we'll swap over. So, that's two people. And we have a third person. What's your name?
Can't put it on the end.
Louise. So, Louise, what's your role? Louise is a spy. Now, Louise hasn't quite figured out how the spy works because Louise is watching what they're doing.
Yeah.
But you don't spy on your own staff, do you?
Oh, I see. You go and sneak over there.
You go and sneak over. And you go and find out what other people have done and then come back with ideas. So, Louise will come back in a minute and say, oh, Harvey, George, we need to stop because look what they found. Yeah.
Right.
And in 3 minutes' time, when the 4 minutes is up, then they swap over and...
Right,
so Harvey might be the spy, George might be the navigator, and then Louise could be the driver.
Right.
Yeah,
brilliant, thank you.
Okay, so you've just tell us who you are and what's your role.
Russell Smith.
Okay.
I work for RM, I'm an educational consultant, so I work with lots of schools in Hull, supporting them with lots of things technological and fitting into the classroom.
Ah, and what do you think is actually happening here today at Andrew Marvell School? You've just literally walked in the room, haven't you?
No, I came in earlier on today.
Yeah.
I think this is an event where you're introducing schools to the use of Raspberry Pis in the computing curriculum, and you brought children from a number of schools in Hull and their teachers to look at some things they can do with Raspberry Pis and perhaps go away and do in school.
What I was going to say. I was going to ask you, what value do you think there would be for the teachers in coming to an event like this?
I think it could give them ideas of how they can introduce the new curriculum across the school, Key Stage 3, Key Stage 4. And move them along the requirements of a new curriculum.
Would you perceive that there's risks for the teachers in coming to an event like this?
I guess a lot of teachers might feel there's a risk that the students might know a little bit more than they do and come from a bit more of a native background.
But they might not have to declare that here. They could go, is that so? And because most of the teachers have brought two or three children with them,
yes,
it's probably... intimate, perhaps not the right word to use, but yeah, they can probably discuss things on a level.
A bit more openly.
That's right, then they might do.
Less at stake, isn't
yes, it? Yeah. Yeah. Then rather than stand in front of a class of 30 and say, look, I haven't really got an idea what to do with this Raspberry Pi.
I think there's probably more and more teachers, though, are getting used to being in that system where they're saying, well, I'm not exactly sure what the details are, but I'm sure you can find it out and live with that part of their relationship. So it's getting more and more common.
We've got a model here that I don't... Possibly for CPD, because although it seems like the day is pitched specifically for the children and the children are getting some value out of it. I think if the teachers go away with, even if it's just one idea from today, I'll be over in a minute. even if the teachers take away one idea that maybe modifies their approach, that perhaps there's some value in it.
Yeah,
so have you got a Raspberry Pi yourself?
No, I have played with one,
but
I haven't. I don't own one. I've had one in my house for a while, but I borrowed from a school and used. So I did some of the games that you've done this morning. So it's quite involving, isn't it? Or it can be.
One of the things I'm trying to do as well is I'm trying to model to the teachers, and I'm not saying they're perfect what I'm doing, but I'm trying to model to the teachers some different delivery approaches.
Yes.
Like, you know, this driver-navigator thing.
Yeah. That's right, because I saw your navigator spy. The last one you did, it really could help me.
Yeah.
Not the spy, the navigator-driver.
Yes.
The spy wasn't the feature of that one. That's quite
sometimes
good,
that works because you just don't have enough equipment. So that's part of the driver. Part of the motive today is we've got about 50 people in the room and we've got 20 Raspberry Pis.
And normally there'd be one person sit there and work on their own and the other guy would sit there and do nothing.
We have had that kind of tradition.
Yeah.
But when you work collaboratively with other people, you can be more... I mean, we're collaborating in a way together now. We're having a discussion, whereas if I was just following my own train of thoughts, it wouldn't be quite the same.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. Yeah, it's nice to have an event of this size, isn't it? It's quite
great. And the other strange thing as well, today we've got children from all sorts of different sectors here. So we've got some it looks like some teachers thought, I'll bring some girls along today and give them a chance to do, because there's some groups that are just girls.
Yeah.
There's other groups that are mixed, and I kind of feel like maybe the teachers brought along the gifted and talented.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think some teachers have brought some children along as a possible recruitment exercise for the GCSE computing.
Right, yeah.
And there's a couple of teachers from special schools here that brought...
Is it?
Yeah, there's one... You can kind of spot because the children just... Well, they're different age groups from the others in the room.
Right.
So, Russell, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Can I come over and interrupt?
Yeah.
So I'm just going around and talking to some people and asking them what their kind of impressions are about the day. Are you all teachers?
I'm a teaching assistant.
Okay.
I'm a faculty learning officer.
What does that do? What does a faculty learning officer do? Is that like a...
I do some lessons.
Right.
Across the faculty, so like with food, resistant materials, graphics and ICT.
Okay. And your teachers? Teaching,
yeah.
Okay. What was your motive for bringing children along to today's event? What?
Well, I'm thinking of starting a Raspberry Pi club, so I want to get some ideas for that.
And is that, has it helped today?
Yeah, massively. In fact, I was just holding back to see how you did it all and what kit you needed and stuff, so I'm quite happy now. So I can go away and get one up and running.
Okay. Have you seen a Raspberry Pi before?
We've had three in the cupboard for about a year.
Right.
And then we had somebody who was a computer scientist, but he never seemed to sort of help us get it on the go, and we didn't know how to do it, so it's been a bit helpful.
Do you think you're learning? I mean, there's a lot of courses for teachers at the moment about how to teach computer and this kind of thing. Do you think you're learning yourself while you're here today, or?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think there's almost too many courses out there now. You just don't know what to pick, so this is good hands-on experience. So.
Do you think there's some extra value in having children here, and you can see how they've reacted to the... I mean, the two boys that you've brought, they seem very quiet and non-communicative, you know?
Well, there's six of them here from the school.
Oh, right,
so
okay.
They're spread around. But those two, I think we have a Raspberry Pi club at school, and they go to that, so they're quite confident.
So they were probably already at quite a high level before they got here.
They're teaching me.
Right.
I sat with them to learn.
Is there any particular activities today that you've seen that you thought might work well in a classroom, your own? Or do you think this is just for a club?
You know, I think this would work in class, especially the sabotage and all the hacking they do, and I think kids really get on board with it. It work well in class because it could be a bit dry if you just sit and lecturing them all out and to print things on the screen.
Yeah, this has been a lot more hands-on today, even though I have done a lot of sort of introducing things. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Do you recognise any of this that you're looking at here, girls?
No.
No, you should. You were looking at this the other day.
Can I ask you to introduce yourself and say who you are and what you do? Yeah? Okay. So you're a teacher?
I'm a teacher. Yeah. My name's Chris.
Okay.
I teach at Kingswood College. No, I don't. I teach at Kingswood Academy.
And so you're a teacher of computing?
Yes. I teach ICT, business studies, and science.
Right. Gosh, quite a broad range of subjects then.
Absolutely.
And I suppose in a way that would help you see how the Raspberry Pi could be applied to different teaching situations.
I've got my head full of really interesting. One of them, and you haven't mentioned it, is the Aurora Borealis, an aurora detector.
Oh, right.
A magnetometer.
Yeah.
And I know you can get the magnets because they have them on the board like this. Maybe people aren't interested in the aurora, two or three weeks ago there was an aurora, you're from over Preston.
That's Preston. Right, yeah.
So Lancaster University have the magnetometer, the aurora detector,
right,
and they have a site, and I look at it every day. I've even got it on my phone.
I remember seeing some tweets and people were taking pictures and that and sharing them,
well. So when I click on this, when I've got my network on, the Aurora UK, it tells once in a lifetime.
Sure.
And, you know, where we are, we're polluted by light.
That's right. And a lot of people have to travel long distances to go and see those.
They do. But if you know it's happening, what can it do? And it has this effect, it can knock out computer systems, can knock out electrical systems around the world, And
the activity.
Linking all this stuff. Mm-hmm. There's also... your camera stuff there. I've just bought seven Raspberry Pis with cameras. I've got a night camera and the day camera.
Sure.
And I've also bought a very, very cheap robot that now I'm getting to the GPIO pins. Now I know which is which. I was looking at Maplin's last night for the breakout boards.
Right.
I can say, right, how can I control this robot that's got three wheels, two motors?
Brilliant.
And say, right, we can stick a Raspberry Pi on. We don't need this. We can have it following lines. We can have sensors, you know, lines. We want to make things that are useful. And that's the idea. I just started a Raspberry Pi club with some of the kids. We had 12 there the other night, and it was fantastic. One of the girls said, I didn't think this was going to be interesting. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, wow.
One lad said, this is after 2 hours after school. Oh, it's not time to go home, is it?
And hadn't realised.
And you've talked to Cameron already. He's the lad.
That's right, yeah. And he's been programming games in Lua. He was showing me before. So what types of children... Have you brought a mixture of boys and girls today? Or
these two?
Yeah.
And I've brought three lads and two girls.
And did you select them? Did you ask them? What's the criteria?
If there's anybody... Yeah. I mean, Cameron was first on my list, of course. Sam, the one on the right, is very, very keen.
Is there a problem?
It's not working.
Ah, are you using the wrong version of Idle?
No, we're using the older.
Using the older version. Have you asked somebody who's got it to work to come over and see if they can spot what it is?
Yeah,
somebody might be able to. So,
I asked them to.
Right.
I gave a whole host of people the opportunity, and then I selected. Based on what their interests are. These two girls are really quite interested in programming. So I thought, well, it's nice to have a mixture of girls and boys,
definitely.
You know, because we don't have that.
Some schools today, rather than bring a teacher along, they've sent a teaching assistant. Do you think that the school might be missing out by not having a teacher here? Yeah.
Ours isn't working. We can't get onto iPhone.
Has somebody sabotaged it? Go and have a look. I bet somebody sabotaged it. Yeah.
You can't get onto it.
Or try a different. I've got some other images on my desk next to the Costa coffee cup. Try shutting it down and trying a different image. Taking pictures as we go along.
Yeah, I forgot I did it every 5 minutes though for 3 hours.
Oh, no.
I don't know whether the batteries will die before that, so it's an I've not tried it as a long test, you know.
I was just saying, some schools today have brought along teaching assistants rather than teachers, and do you think that they could have benefited if there was a teacher here instead of a teaching assistant? I mean, sometimes it's difficult.
I would say yes, but I think you'll find the schools won't let teachers out.
Yeah,
that's the trouble you've got.
The trouble is because it's the rarely cover rules and how.
And it's the same thing about school trips as well.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been quashed on school trips. It's like school trips are brilliant. Love going on them.
Yeah.
Not allowed to go because you're going to get two members of staff out at any one time.
Well, just before I came out, the taxi had arrived, and I said, oh, "I'm going now." And the woman that arranges cover, she said, "Go quickly." I said, why? She said, before your trip gets cancelled. I said, what do you mean? She said, I've got that many people out today. Go quickly,
go
now.
Go,
That's how bad it is.
Gosh.
And, you know, that was at 8:15. And I said, right, we've
got you didn't wait to be told twice.
No, we've got 4 or 5 cover, you know.
Are you going to do your soup? Stone soup?
Which school are you from?
Yeah.
This one.
I've been here 8 years.
So, tell us who you are and what do you do?
I'm Mr. Routledge, and I'm an ICT and computer science teacher at Andrew Marvell School.
Which is in Hull.
UK. Yep.
And we're guests of your school today.
Yes, you are.
So you've brought some children to your school today.
Yes, I brought six of our finest to the school today.
So are they gifted and talented, or are they just people who've got a passion for computing?
Some of them have a passion for computing, some of them just like fiddling, some of them just like playing and like doing things a bit different.
And have they brought some goodies to show off?
There's a few things set up. They've not brought much, but they know how to fiddle with the stuff that I've brought.
Maybe we should go and ask them about that in a moment.
Yeah.
Would you normally put something on like this yourself in your school? Or
No, not at all.
Why not?
Time and commitment to the organisation and the planning is...
But have you not had to do quite a lot of planning anyway and organisation?
I had a colleague that did a lot of it for me.
Okay. So we've got 50-ish people here, you know, mixture of adults and children. Do you think after today that this may help you in... I mean, I've read stuff that you've blogged and tweeted about online. I know you share lots of resources. Do you think today will help you move forward in any way? Or
yes, it'll help me move forward because I think I might certainly rewrite some things in terms of more kid-friendly, like worksheets and things like that, and guidelines and things like that.
Is there a particular activity that I've been using today that you think... might work well in a classroom situation.
I quite like the hacking of the pie game, where they got to choose one of the
right.
the games and fiddle with all the variables and the settings. I thought that was really good.
So, should we go and talk to some of the fiddlers and see
what they're doing? Some of the kids. Yeah.
You can introduce them to me.
You audio brewing?
Yes,
or
I
you podcasting?
Am. Yeah, yeah. I suppose I should have warned you beforehand.
Sorry, I just throw that in my face.
Yeah. So we come over to meet some people from Andrew Marvel.
Hello.
Can I make like a game where I did like that question and answer game?
That badge is so cool. It's not quite as cool as mine though. So what are you doing over here?
I was going to make a game, but I'm not allowed.
Why are you not allowed? Somebody told you. Is this like the hacker's corner over here?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Reasons unknown.
Yeah. So you've all got Raspberry Pis? Or?
Yeah,
and what have you done with it?
Just like coded loads of stuff in Python, but I can't remember what.
Is it?
I've done it for a while.
Is it like, I don't know, because I'm guessing, are you like 13 years old?
13.
Yeah? Is it like really cool to be a programmer 13 years old, or do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah? And do your friends kind of go, oh, wow, I wish I could do stuff like that, or do you like keep it a secret from
keep
them?
Keep it a secret.
Why would you keep it a secret?
Because it was all take the mick, really.
Oh.
Most of our class do, don't they?
Yeah. Where they all go, oh, you're a nerd, you're a geek. Yeah,
yeah.
I get that a lot.
Yeah? But is it not kind of cool to be a nerd or a geek?
Yeah. It's not an insult. It's our occupation.
Ah. So it's like they're saying, like, oh, you're dead clever, and you're like...
It's a good thing to be clever.
Yeah.
It's the same fun as you, sir.
Have you?
Yeah.
Exactly the same. Because maybe I took your phone out of your pocket. Oh, it is. Except yours has got like a little number thing on the back.
Music was real boring.
You wish you'd... What?
Because I went to my music lesson, but it was really boring.
Oh, okay.
It was too easy.
So, right. So you're 13?
Yes.
13? You're all 13?
I'm 12.
12.
Uh-huh.
13.
I'm the youngest, but I'm still programming.
Right. Some people, when they're 23, they've just finished university and they go off and do become like a teacher or a developer.
Mm-hmm.
What in 10 years from now, what do you think you might be doing? Do you think that this will feature in what you're doing?
My occupation will be a millionaire.
Gosh, yeah. By the time you're 23?
Yeah.
And what's your plan B in case you don't make a million?
Live at home.
Live at home.
Yeah.
Do you think the Raspberry Pi and what's going on with that will help you in any way? Do you think programming will help you in any way?
Yeah, I want to be a teacher.
Yeah? Oh, do you want to teach this kind of stuff?
Music.
Music. But you don't want to teach boring music lessons?
No, they'll all be interesting.
Do you think that the Raspberry Pi in any way can like be linked to what you're doing with music?
It could take over and it could speak it all, and so I can just sit there and do nothing.
Oh.
But you can program these blow pipes things.
That's right.
Yeah, and I think you can control games with these.
That's right, wind controllers. And I've also seen a thing called a laser harp. So a laser harp has like LEDs, and when you put your hand over them, you can actually play music like a musical instrument without touching it.
That's clever.
Yeah? And I've also seen, I was telling Mr. Routledge before, a friend of mine has a camera plugged into his Raspberry Pi.
Yeah.
And he has like one of them little lamps that you can get from the pound shop with gel in it that has like a little LED.
Yeah.
And you shake
lava
it.
Lamp.
Yes, it's like a lava lamp, but it's got like glitter. And his webcam takes a picture of that. And as the picture changes... Like, there's different musical instruments. They pick up, like, different spots that all, like... So one's, like, a saxophone. It's, like... And as the glitter moves around, and it's, like... Psh, tsh, tsh, you know, yeah? So maybe later on I might be able to get on the web and I can show you, because I put that on YouTube. Okay. So what would you normally be doing today if you weren't here?
Double science.
Well, science is important, isn't it?
No.
No?
I don't need to know about the periodic table to teach clarinet.
Ah, so you want to be a clarinet teacher. Do you think computer science is a proper science? Is it the same as...
No. It's more interesting.
Yeah, it's a lot more.
How could it be more interesting than science?
Science is boring.
Apart from the big bang.
Teacher that's like not even here.
The rooms
stink and there's not even enough rooms.
They do. And the chairs are broken. They're just objects.
So I'm guessing you like computing then, programming and stuff.
Yeah, it's the best lesson.
Why is it so?
Sorry.
Sorry, sir.
Why is IT the best lesson?
Because IT is the best lesson because we get to go on computers.
Okay.
And because we're researching about bands.
Bands?
But someone banned One Direction.
Ah, two right, yeah. But what you can do...
And Justin Bieber and Beyonce.
Yeah.
And the Saturdays. Those are the four.
Okay, thank you. Now, thank you very much for telling me all about your opinions. So I'm going to say goodbye.
Okay.
Bye. Like 2 or 3 minutes or something. So can I ask what your name is?
My name's Mike Bickerton.
Are you a teacher?
No, I'm an ICT officer at Frederick Holmes School.
Okay, so what does an officer do?
I'm still finding out. I've only been in post 3 weeks, so it's a special needs school, so I'm looking after all the access equipment.
Right.
So not your mainstream office computers, but all the equipment that the pupils use.
So things like for children with visual impairments, hearing impairments, that kind of thing?
Yeah, and devices where they would... Well, they're called talkers, which I don't really like the term.
Right,
but
so they read text and then read it out aloud, like speech.
Yeah, or they program them by using their thumbs or by even head switches.
Right,
that kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah. Can you see any relevance between the Raspberry Pi and this particular accessible equipment that we're talking about?
Well, this is what I was looking for coming today, because the children can use equipment to a degree. And for instance, we could run Scratch on their own equipment.
Right.
We wouldn't need the Raspberry Pi, but it'd be nice to use the Raspberry Pi. Yeah. We all like it. They've all heard of it. So it's the latest thing.
And there might be some scope as well towards actually developing interfaces that they could use the Raspberry Pi.
Yes. I've done a bit of that in the past, so we can build devices that they could then use, and the Raspberry Pi could power the device. It could be the brain.
Brilliant.
And,
yeah. Right. I've just realised we should be having our lunch now. Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Desert you, make you cry,
never gonna
say goodbye.
Come here, sir.
Oh, okay.
Is this karaoke?
No, it's pyrioke.
How is it different then?
It's using a Raspberry Pi and a microphone.
So have you created this, or is it something you've downloaded?
No, it's something I downloaded. There's plenty of stuff for using YouTube on the Pi, and then you can just rig up a microphone to it.
Please tell me, so there are other songs available?
It hooks straight up to YouTube. You choose any song you like. If you like a bit of the Bee Gees, a bit of Fleetwood Mac, you name it, you can put it on there.
Brilliant.
Or if Rammstein's more your thing, it's on there too.
That's fantastic. Thank you.